Smith, brother and sister, Uriah. Wellington, New Zealand, August 10, 1893. Dear brother and sister, Uriah Smith. I did think I should be able to write to you a letter this mail, but I visited Long Point, Parramatta, and was absent 8 days, could not get home. The storm was continuous for several days, and the line was obstructed, bridges washed away, and landslides prevented my getting home. I labored constantly with Sister Brown's family. She is a woman in her 50s. She has had 21 children. 13 are now living. 10 are now at home. 3 are away. I was moved upon by the Spirit of the Lord to bring the family, if possible, to a deciding point. The Lord directed me what to do. I addressed them by name. The two youngest were at school, but the rest made their decision, and oh, how my heart rejoiced. There are two innocents in the family, imbecile, an inheritance transmitted by the father who used intoxicating drinks, but they are a very excellent family. The father was a very capable man, but killed himself by liquor drinking. He died 8 years ago. When I reached Wellington, I found we had only from Tuesday till Thursday today to prepare my mail, and we have had close work. I assure you, I do not want you to think I have stopped writing you. Oh, no, no, but I am so sorry that you do not place yourself in the channel of light. We want you to stand up strong and firmly pressing forward and upward, bearing aloft the banner of truth. I beseech you, my brother, to gird on the armor. The third angel's message will triumph, and we want you to triumph with it. Oh, that the Lord would open before you the treasures of His unspeakable love. The perils of the last days are upon us, and there is yet much to be done. I can see in the Chicago exhibition the great act that is to bring the Sabbath of the Fourth Commandment before all nations, tongues, and people. The day of God's preparation is near, very near. Where do I stand? Where do you stand? Our souls are of value, and our influence is of value. God wants every jot of our capabilities now vitalized by His Holy Spirit. Oh, how my heart longs and thirsts to see you just where the Lord would have you, clothed with the armor of light, your trumpet giving no uncertain sound, but the very message the Lord would have you bear. I love you and love your family. Would that the golden chain of heaven would bind up yourself and every member of the family firmly with Jesus Christ. I long after you, and my soul longs to have Wilton take his place under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. The angel with the writer's inkhorn will soon place a seal upon the foreheads of all who are loyal and true to the commandments of God. Then the four angels will let loose the four winds. I send you with this copies of letters written to Leroy Nicola and Brother Van Horn. Also one just received from Fanny Bolton to Sister Tuxford. I have just received a letter from Elder Daniels full of precious things, but we cannot copy it. It will be ready for next American mail. We would be much pleased to receive a letter from you and know how you are prospering. My faith clings to you, and my heart is full of love to Jesus, and I love your whole family. It seems as though I cannot give up that even one of them shall be left outside the city of God. Heaven is worth a lifelong, persevering, untiring effort. Oh, let us press the battle to the gate and be more than conquerors through Him that hath loved us and given His own life for us. Do not falter now. Do not give the enemy a chance to triumph now. Jesus lives to make intercession for us. He will be with us if we will be with Him. This must go into the mail. Love to all the household.